Last week, last many weeks, years, we've been saying that the governance structure we're given to manipulate is pretense, that the little toy car is being directed by unseen actors, and that those quote-unquote representatives turning the wheel, that we think are turning the wheel, don't alter its movement, not one little bit, and even less the determination of power to achieve its object. And let's not forget that we're talking about amassed and concentrated power, and that it can never reflect we the people's interests. And it's not a matter of competing interests duking it out in the polity. It's lunacy to think that we the people can compete with that ever-increasing mountain of money sitting on top of us. But the physics changes when we interlink our energies. Now, Bernie Sanders can rail all he likes about not letting an oligarchy rule the U.S., but what about the world, Bernie? Who should we leave that to? Because that's the level on which governance occurs. The terms are set by the credit given to your particular bit of it, of the earth. So the ancestors have done their bit. Tolstoy can't handle this for us. And what about this mass of dollars that compounds itself daily, this exponential increase that confounds all containment as it was designed to, meant to? That's what it's for, to defeat us and fix in place philosopher king global statesmen by the grace given by a world economic system set up by them to keep amassing it.